Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hello, Canada, and you Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. This is hour two coming at you out of the bunker in Western Canada, where we're going to hit double digits this weekend, I understand.
Yes.
Celsius temperatures. Canada's only live morning sports show continues, and we've been, it's a football Friday, so we've been talking NFL, CFL. Danny Machocha, the Alouettes general manager, with us last hour, answered as many questions as I was comfortable firing at him. There were far more questions coming in, but we had to let him get back to work. But the Alouettes, the busiest team in the last week in the CFL, there's no doubt. I'm going to have to go off memory here, but this morning they released Devere Posey, friend of the show. I don't expect he'll be out of work long. Star CFL receiver. Tommy Campbell, outstanding corner. They released him. Traded linebacker Bo Lacombo to the Toronto Argonauts for a draft pick, a late round draft pick. And then yesterday they signed James Wilder Jr. They cut quarterback Antonio Pipkin. So they've been a very busy team in Danny's 1 week on the job, 1 or 2 weeks on the job. We're going to be going to Super Bowl here in moments. Jeff Reinbold from Sky Sports will be with us. He's also the Hamilton Tiger Cats special teams coordinator, but he's down there covering Super Bowl for that European Sports League. We got Craig Smith with us in the bunker, our director of scouting, two-time Grey Cup champion, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster John Frenzy with us. If you notice, he's cheering for the 49ers on Sunday, hence the sweatshirt. Devere Posey, guys, let's just talk about the release first. This is not about talent. It's got to be about money, doesn't it?
I would think so, because who releases a talented receiver like him?
They signed, by the way, a receiver, Eugene Lewis, who came to the team.
He was on the team anyways.
Yeah, and he's good.
That's a huge signing.
He's a big guy, came last year. He's a big, tall guy.
He was one of the guys that I had on the left side with my free agent guys. Yeah. I mean, that's an excellent signing right there.
Posey's a good ball player. Makes big plays, good speed. Yep. Played in the Grey Cup was good. Last year was good.
Returner, too, right?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised they let a guy that good go. It must be money.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Rod said. You know, it's a money deal, for sure.
Well, overall, in the CFL, this is a good thing. I don't really mind where we are as a league right now in terms of the one-year contracts. Yep. I don't like, obviously, the coach's salary cap and staff limitation. I hate it. But I like the fact that you can rebuild the team real fast. That's like, if your team sucks, you could be good within a year.
Absolutely. I said that before. The one-year contracts, it allows a team. They were not very good. Like the Toronto Argonauts last year, they know they can get some free agents and plug them in and be pretty good pretty quick. That's a good, you know, hey, you know what? Our league is fantastic. I don't give a heck what people say. Our league is such a great thing. The entertainment is phenomenal for what you pay for. You get go to the games, and the entertainment is fantastic. We've got excellent athletes. Nobody knows that more than myself. Nobody knows. I've been to so many free agent camps. I've scouted the NFL. I've been, into the CFL for 19 years. We have some unbelievable. It's in the NFL, it's okay. At training camp, we're going to keep this guy. We're going to get rid of this guy. This was so close. And I go back to G. Roy Simon or Dante Hall. That's what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs. They chose Dante Hall, who had a hell of a career, and he was a good one. But they let G. Roy Simon go. G. Roy became one of the best receivers in our league. And that's what happens down there. You know, we get guys that are so close, but it doesn't matter. They come down, and they've got amazing skills. And our league is full of guys like that.
I know, and I'll say it again. I don't understand why guys like Ryan Vold or Chris Jones thank me for sticking up for the league. They should be thanking you and thanking you. Well, I don't care. I just flipped off that switch of noise.
But I can understand when Chris said that, when he said that on your show about, and I remember him saying, I was defending the CFL and guys were kind of surprised I was doing that. But that's the way it is. I've scouted in so many different NFL places. And a whole bunch of them, they don't give a rat's ass about the Canadian Football League. There are some teams, they always send guys up to see our guys, and there are some teams that they don't care. So I can understand what he's saying. You know, you know what happens. You know, you go back down the 49th parallel, they don't see.
Are they just not aware of it, or just don't care.
They football's football, and if you miss on a Cameron Wake, I mean, you know, that's big.
Yeah.
You know, but just some teams, they just don't. They're not CFL guys, and that's just the way it is. And you know, they're going to get – they have their scouting. They have guys – they put in so much money for, going to colleges. Everybody's got an area in the Midwest or the West, you know, so they put all that information together, and then they draft. You know, so it's you know, some teams are different. Some teams will allow them to get up and bat in the North – that'll happen. That, you know, they'll be able to take a look at some of the Canadian Football League guys. So
I would suggest anybody that mocks the CFL in America has not been up here.
Well, you
that's
know,
it. People mock and fear what they don't understand or don't know.
Well, and that's
fear of the unknown,
absolutely.
As they say.
And you know that's what kills me. I remember years ago, Joe Namath said that the CFL was a bush league. And boy, that really hurt me. Yeah, because Joe Namath was one of my favorites, and that bothered me a great deal. And okay, you want to think that's fine, but you know what? To me, it's not a bush league. First game I went to was 1962. I went, and I love this game, and I have, and you know, I worked my ass off, and I was 19 years in the CFL. I you know what? It's the same. It's the same as down there. Just a little different. It's a little smaller with regards. You know, we don't have the money to go and scout every aspect of the states, but you know, we do what we can.
This is where the CFL dropped the ball when Namath did that.
How about
not that, but where they dropped the ball was they should have said, okay, Joe, come on up here if we're such a bush league, mm-hmm. and put him out there. Mm-hmm. They should have done that, because that's what the National Lacrosse League did, mm-hmm. with Paul Bissonnette of the Coyotes, the color guy, mm-hmm. He was saying that he could come out and play on a team. You know, and the Vancouver Warriors, this was just last spring, a lot of people will know it, a lot won't, said, oh, is that right? Come on up to training camp, Biznasty. And he did, and it almost killed him. His lungs were burning. He was out of shape. So that was a tremendous publicity and marketing stunt by the NLL. They should be thanking Paul Bissonnette. Everybody watching this should know who he is, of the Arizona Coyotes broadcast crew and Coyotes alum. That's what they should have done with Joe Namath. You think we're bush league? Come on up here, Joe, and try it out.
Well, look what Vince did. Vince Ferragamo came up here, and you know, I mean, he didn't light it up. And was it the year before? He was in the Super Bowl. So our game's good. It's a different game, right? It's a different game. There's a little bit of a different athlete. You don't have to be a big monster, and if you are, you're probably not going to be able to play. But
what about the fans now? You've been down the NFL camps, so you've been in contact with NFL fans, Rough Rider fans, you know, or Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans, CFL fans, you know well. I think we have the best fans in the league and are rather extraordinary. But are they the same, or are there any distinct differences?
Well, fans are fans, and there's just more of them down there. I mean, you go to a training camp for like in Cleveland or somewhere. I mean, the stands are loaded for training camp. You know, so this NFL's huge. The fans are fans. They love their team.
Well, but Cleveland now, look at them. They've been terrible.
No matter, they still go. They still go. And they were worse. And you know, that's when I was scouting them. They were worse, and they still went to the training camps. They loaded it up, and they go to the games. And I mean, they love their football.
Couple of messages here. One, what's the word on Reinbold, fellas? Okay, waiting to hear back from Jeff Reinbold from Radio Row at Super Bowl. To the gentleman named Phil, who clearly is on a burner account, you're one stupid comment away from being banned forever. You think we won't do it? Ask Jim Rice. Right, Clark? So, Phil, smarten up. Your computer's acting up. That's not our fault. That's your fault. To the Prairie Mobile text line, we've got a few here. From the 615, Rod, it's John from Kansas City. Will you hang my Chiefs pennant above the case of Original 16 if KC wins on Sunday? He sent me a picture of a pennant with a Rider logo on it.
How about that, eh?
I don't know. We probably won't do that. Just being honest. Just celebrate your Chiefs winning. That should be enough. With Frank writing in from the 381 Prairie Mobile text line. Not sure putting all their eggs in the Caleros basket is a wise move, especially considering their season opener is against Hamilton. Have we seen this before? That's from Frank. What are you saying? Simone's going to be headhunting? They had to pick one. Would that be right? They had to pick one.
Oh, yeah.
Of Caleros or Nichols. And they agonized over it for weeks.
Oh, it's a tough decision.
I don't think there's anything more there than what we see.
Caleros made plays, right? I mean, he
won him a championship.
You think about that last game that they played, and the play that he made. Was it the play of the year where he threw the ball to Darvin Adams in the end zone? That was the start. Yeah. Then he had 2 weeks to get more familiar with the offense, and he went in, and some of those plays he made were incredible.
He's more mobile than mobile.
But don't underestimate Matt Nichols. Matt did some good things. Matt seemed to do something in a game that wouldn't be good. I mean, you go back to the game that was it here where he threw that ball, kind of he was falling down through it and then went back for the touchdown.
That was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago, I know, but still, he would do stuff like that, you know. Yeah. But still, Matt's a good quarterback. Wherever Matt goes, I think he's gonna be a good addition to a team. And but they had an unbelievable tough decision.
You think anybody's gonna go after Zach?
Huh?
To hit him?
Well, they're gonna play football.
Well, but I'm thinking of our friend in Hamilton.
Who knows?
He's done it twice now, eh?
Yeah, I know. I understand that. Yeah.
There's a chance been tapped in the wrist a little bit.
Chances it could happen, but hopefully he learned from that and he go play. He's a hell of a football player. He makes tackles. Hopefully he can just
supposed to be a good guy too. They say
play properly.
Who, Simone Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm sure he is.
Yeah.
I've never met him. From the Prairie Mobile text line from Brady in Saskatoon. Hey, Rod, I love my new RP Show shirt, and thanks for the free mug. Don't thank me. Thank the business guys on this side of the wall, on that side of this wall. They were on behind getting you the free mug to go along with your shirt, Brady. He says, my pick for the winner of Super Bowl 54 is the Kansas City Chiefs. Who do you guys have? I have no doubt it has not changed for the last 2 weeks that it will be the San Francisco 49ers because I believe defense wins championships. And maybe Kansas City is better at the quarterback position in this game. But I think it is just one game. The 49ers have had 2 weeks to prepare for Patrick Mahomes. They have the athletes to defend him. That's my pick. You, Smitty?
San Francisco. Run game, defense. The four or five first round picks on that defense, they swarm. They can get a push with only four guys. They don't have to blitz. I think San Francisco and that run game also. And I hear Coleman, there's a chance he could be back. So Coleman, Mostert, it's a pretty good run game. And you know what? I went back and was looking at stats. Jimmy can throw. I mean, he didn't have to throw. I mean, the kid can make plays. But hey, I can hardly wait.
Oh, me Mahomes? Either. Are you coming to Ballers?
No, I can't.
You can't?
My wife is, because I want to go, man.
Of course you do.
I want to be there, but Mike says, you know what? You're staying in.
Happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
You get that too?
Yeah.
Oh, how about that?
She's just looking for my best interest, you know. And wait until I get those damn shots.
Yeah, you need to rest. You need to rest.
That kid, by the way, the running back you're talking about, Raheem Mostert.
Mostert.
With San Francisco. It's absolutely fantastic. His speed is unbelievable.
Four touchdowns.
I told you.
The conference championship.
He is really unreal. 220 yards against Green Bay.
Yeah. I told you before. Seen him in Philadelphia. We wanted to get him.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, sure. Yeah. He just kept on bouncing around, and we think, well, you know what? Maybe he's going to get cut, and he's going to be free.
No was it way. Close?
Sam, huh? No. Yeah. Sam, he just kept on going. It was like Naaman Roosevelt. Saw Naaman. No, keeps on going back to Buffalo. And then all of a sudden, he came free, and he came up. But Mostert's making the best of it. He's a hell of a back.
We're going to, do you want to take a break, Clark, or go to Super Bowl? We're going to go to Super Bowl now. Thanks, fellas. Put your headphones on. We have Jeff Reinbold with us from Sky Sports. I don't know how he's found time to join us because he's been all over the place of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Hey, Jeff, love the threads. How is Super Bowl 54?
It has been an incredible week. Rod, I've been through this the 12th time I've done this for Sky. But this Super Bowl is, I think, got a chance to be really special. It's the most balanced Super Bowl, I think, that I can remember.
Well, I got to tell people to follow all your social media channels. I know enough to not ask you for a pick. I'm going to go to Odds Checker, at Odds Checker, to get your pick. But you've been wrestling with Rob Ryan. You've been hanging out with Ric Flair. Take us to Super Bowl Miami. What your experience has been, Jeff, if you don't mind.
I tell you, it's been an unbelievable week, and Sky is so good to let me just kind of have fun, too, because, we've sampled the best Cuban food in Little Havana. Yesterday, we had a blast. Ryan Fitzpatrick and myself, we found the world's greatest mojito maker and tested his mojitos. That'll be up on Sky Sports NFL Digital. If you want to have a laugh, it's a great one. Because I'm going to tell you something. Fitz magic is more magic off the field than he is on the field, and he's magic on the field.
I can't even imagine. And I was watching ESPN's coverage this morning. By the way, I get Sky Sports, too, on my Android box. And I was saying to Lynch, they should have Super Bowl every year in Miami, Jeff, because it looks so great. And I know I was trolling you a little bit with your sweater. I said, why are you wearing a sweater? It's 21 degrees Celsius down there, high 70s, but you're a hot-blooded guy, so I get it. But it just looks like, why wouldn't they go there every year? It just looks so awesome.
Well, you know what? It's I love the Super Bowl no matter where it's at, but and no knock on the city of Minneapolis, but you know, you just can't get out and get around and do things like you can in South Florida. This game is, and this city is made for this game. This is the 11th time it's been here. And, you know, I saw the Super Bowl committee the other day at a function I was at, and they're really, you know, they're excited to get it back here again. They're already planning on making a bid to get the game back. So, you know, I think this is a great fit for this tremendous, tremendous spectacle that's the Super Bowl.
John Lynch here, Jeff. Is there anything that you have seen there that could be transferred to the CFL as regards plans and proceedings and functions, et cetera, to make everything better and exciting like it is down there? I think everybody's having a great time down there and beautiful surroundings. Is there any things we could incorporate into the CFL type of Grey Cup?
Well, I think that really is. I really, really do wish that our league would come down here on a kind of a little bit of a fact-finding mission, because so much... Everything that they do in the National Football League is to be fan-friendly. Like, for example, Radio Row. Today, you watch fans walking in and out of Radio Row, following the players around. You know, Derrick Henry was just walked around our set. And he must have had 15 little kids chasing around behind him. It looked like the Jacksonville Jaguars game when he went for 200 yards. I mean, and you know, you think about the stars, the personalities. We have so many great players in the CFL with big personalities. It would be fantastic to let our fans get close to the players like they do here. And again, in everything. The other day I went out and did a beach cleanup, you know, and it was incredible because Jay Feely's there, and, you know, we've got our fans. Everybody's involved. Everything is about being fan friendly, because really, let's be honest with you guys, the game is not the players, the game is not the coaches, the game is the fans. And we have a tremendous game in the CFL. I think we just got to show it off a little better. I think our broadcast partners, frankly, have to do a better job for our league. You know, we can't be an afterthought. We are a tremendous property. And we've got great players, great tradition, great fans. And, you know, I think it's time we learn to show it off a little bit and not be so Canadian humble.
I agree. And that celebrity flash and dash would help, you know, as they call brand ambassadors, because the NFL is full of them this week. I can tell. Hey, up here, watching the coverage from the outside, Jeff, it seems everybody's talking about Tom Brady and his future, and that kind of seems unfair to the Chiefs and the 49ers. Is that the thing down there, too, or is that just what I'm seeing?
Well, Rod, that's a great point. You know, that really surprised me, because that's so anti-Tom Brady, right? He's never been a guy that's about him. But to put that tweet out there, as cryptic as that tweet was, right in the middle of Super Bowl week, it really has taken the shine off both teams a little bit, frankly, because it's been all the talk in Radio Row, the speculation, you know, in the media. So I this is my take on it after talking to a number of guys. We just had Shane Vereen on our show, who played, had 11 catches in that Super Bowl win over Seattle. And every guy that I've talked to, and that's about six or seven that are expatriates, coaches and players, they all expect Tom will play next year. However, they would not be surprised, any of them, if it's not in New England.
So, listen, I know better than to ask you for your pick. You've got some supporters, some sponsors, odds checker. I'm not joking when I say go there to find out Jeff's Super Bowl pick, but I'll let you say it rather than me. You can say it better than I can.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, whether you're talking about prop bets, because there are some really fun prop bets. You know, the prop bets you're not going to make a lot of money on, but it keeps the game interesting for the average fan. You know, and There's some really cool prop bets you can bet on. And then I'll give my pick today. I think Oddschecker will have it up today. If you go to oddschecker.com, you can get it, or skysportsnfl.com, you can get it. And it's been a lot of fun, Rod. And I've done this the whole season for Oddschecker. And if you'd have put 20 quid on every bet I had, you'd be up about $35,000 right now, or 35,000 pounds, which is probably about 80,000 Canadian dollars. So I made somebody some money.
How about you? Are you allowed to bet, or are you not, just giving advice?
Rod, when I was a kid, my mother said, "You're so stupid." And you know what? I think she's probably right. I'm making everybody else money but me.
I think you're doing just fine. So for the next 48 hours, what's your schedule at Super Bowl 54? Your schedule?
Well, we're down on South Beach right now. Rob Ryan and I are going to do a little thing back to Honolulu, and then we're going to move our hotel up to Fort Lauderdale, much closer to the stadium, just for the convenience of getting in and out, getting to the stadium, getting back and all that stuff. And then, you know, kind of start to do the research. Because, you know, when you go on to a broadcast this big, you certainly want to be prepared. And the NFL has done a great job this week of getting this information. And, you know, we'll sit down, prepare. I'll do my preparation around the pool. I seem to function better in that environment. And then it'll be game day, baby.
Yeah, that's two of us. Go ahead. One more for you from Craig Smith. Go ahead, Smitty.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff? It's Craig Smith.
Good, my man. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm getting better, you know, getting stronger, and, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back into the CFL.
But, you need to get back into the CFL, because the CFL is a better league when you're in it, Smitty.
I appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to bring up something. You know, way back I was a Pee Wee coach at Westside Warriors in Vancouver. You were coaching BC.
I remember my brother. I remember that.
I came and talked to you, and I said, man, you guys are going to have a good team this year. You signed James West and Tyrone Jones and all that. And I said, I'm coming up to see you at the training camp. And you went, hey, I'll get you into meetings. And I shit my pants then, you know, because I couldn't believe you were saying that. And then you got me.
Me either.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you cleaned them out before you came to the meeting.
Yeah, I did. But then I shit my pants again when I was in the offensive meetings. There was Danny Barrett. There was Danny McManus, Mike Johnson, Jason Verduzco, and Julio Caravetta in as quarterbacks there. And I was sitting there, and I was just, oh, my God. I was, honest to God, I was as nervous. I was a Pee Wee coach, for God's sakes. And I really appreciate it. You know, obviously, you helped with my development as far as coaching. And, you know, and I eventually got into the Canadian Football League, and I really appreciate that. I had one question. Do you think that the defense – I don't think they'll be able to stop him, but do you think that they will be able to contain Mahomes?
Well, I think what's really going to be critical, you know, you look at that, they've got five first-round draft choices. San Francisco has invested a tremendous amount of draft capital in that front, right? And they need it because they play that single high cover three scheme. They need to rush four. Now, the interesting one to me will be Fisher against Bosa, because I think that's the biggest interesting matchup. Fisher... You know, when they took him out of Central Michigan as a first rounder, he's kind of had an up and down career. The knock on him has always been power rushers. How he can deal with the speed guys, but he has a lot of trouble with power guys. And Bosa's a speed to power guy. I think if I'm San Francisco, I'm going to let him work against Fisher and make the tackle inside of him, basically cover him. Now, when you look at Mahomes, really, I tell you, Smitty, he probably makes more big plays, and I'm talking about chunk plays down the field, when he's out of the pocket than when he's in the pocket.
Right.
So somebody's going to have to cage him. They need to keep him inside. They need to keep their, you know, because when he gets out on the perimeter and you're in zone, now there's huge caverns in the zone. If you don't plaster the receivers, you got issues. And it is a freaking track team, bro. Yeah. I mean, a track team at wide receiver.
Jeff, thanks for the time, man. Outstanding analysis. We'll be watching all weekend. Thanks for all you've done for us here. And enjoy yourself, man. And I'm enjoying watching your stuff down there.
Well, I tell you what, Rod, I've made a life out of enjoying myself, so I ain't stopping now.
Good stuff. Thanks, Jeff. Mahalo. Jeff Reinbold from Miami Beach and Super Bowl 54. Man, is he giving us a lot to chew on.
For sure.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. Canada's only live morning sports talk show is right here. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We're ready to pay top dollar for your vehicle, and you deserve an upgrade. Our new inventory has just arrived, and we already want it gone. Costco special member pricing is back. That means massive discounts for Costco members. Plus, members get a $500 Costco cash card with purchase of select new vehicles. Happening for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the fifth anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s. All with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Christian show continues. Everybody's getting all... We're all having fun in Ryan Bolden Super Bowl. That was fun. But people on the Facebook wall getting crazy. People writing in F-bombs, swearing. Man, just tone it down, including you, Jim. And did we block that? We blocked him, right? That Phil guy? Good. Friday morning sports update. Ilya Kovalchuk and Brendan Gallagher scored early in the second period last night as the Montreal Canadiens beat the Buffalo Sabres 3-1. Carey Price stopped 20 shots to improve to 5-1 in his last six starts. A busy schedule around the NHL tonight sees three Canadian teams in action. First up, the Senators hosting the Washington Capitals. Then the Jets welcome the Boston Bruins. Later, the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues visit the Edmonton Oilers. Time for the Oil to get back on track. Serge Ibaka scored 26 points. Kyle Lowry had 23, and the Red Hot Raptors held off the Cleveland Cavaliers 115-109 last night for their ninth win in a row. And it was an early start to the day at TPC Scottsdale this morning after the Phoenix Open was suspended due to darkness last night. Wyndham Clark shot a career-best 10-under 61 to take the first-round lead in the tournament. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon, where it's Fish Friday, $13.99 for my favorite fish and chips on the planet at Wendell Clark's. See at Wendell's. Frenzy, your ride's here. Are you going to hang out for this interview, or are you going to take off?
I'm going to take off. Is that okay?
Yep. The Lynch walk off, everybody.
It's been great, guys. It's been great. Good seeing you again.
Good job, John. Can we get the wide camera for the Lynch walk off?
There it is right there. Bye-bye.
The Lynch walk off. Thank you, John. From our folks on the West Coast watching, from Brian Warishin from the BC Lions Den podcast. Looking forward to Bakes Takes from the Lion's Den. And that's what we're doing right now. Matt Baker, a good and longtime friend of mine from the BC Lions front office, joining us from, it looks like, the Surrey facility of the Lions. Happy New Year, Matt, if people are still saying it this late. How are you, buddy?
Hey, awesome. And yeah, I am in Surrey. And how about this? I'm not just making this up. I am sitting in Jeff Reinbold's old office.
Well, by the way, did you have to clean? Yeah.
No, they told me make sure, because my office... doesn't have a window. So they told people, my people here tell me, do it somewhere where there's a window. Get some light into the interview. So there you go. I'm not going to show you outside the practice field. It's a monsoon out there, but that's
really
just winter here for us. So.
Wow,
yeah,
I've been there.
Rain this week,
I like that facility. I got a nice tour of that place from Wally back in the day. Well, first of all, you said a tough act to follow Jeff Reinbold at Super Bowl. I think you can do it, man. But
yeah.
What did you take from that interview?
I actually logged on toward the end. I think he was talking about key matchups, Patrick Mahomes, and that's what people say. The Chiefs offense against the 49er defense. Well, San Francisco's proven in different games this year, they can put some points on the board too. So I think there's a lot of angles with this Super Bowl. I think Jeff was kind of alluding to that, but I just want to say, Jeff, great guy, great ambassador for the CFL, and done a heck of a job there across the pond at Sky Sports, doing a great job extending the NFL and the CFL brand across the pond in jolly old England. So always got time in the world for Jeff, and that's why I'm sitting in the
Well, he's a treasure. He's an absolute treasure, and I know everybody across the CFL knows it. Matt, the reason you're on, it was 1 week ago that James Cebulski came on here from Sportsnet 650 Vancouver and talked about, he said it's incredibly difficult to be a CFL supporter in Vancouver, and I know it ruffled some feathers, and we know James well enough. He's hosted a CFL podcast on the league website for years. Like, it's not like he was down on the CFL.
Oh, yeah.
But I know that people within that Lions office didn't like it, and I get it. I get it. And we invited you on to talk about the state of the Lions in the Lower Mainland. Smitty coach there, so you'll have some thoughts on this too, Craig. The BC Lions in 2020, branding, marketing, all that stuff. Where are you at? What are the challenges?
Well, and let me just start off by saying, was involved in that conversation, and I agree with you. Love James Cebulski, long-time broadcaster, history in this market. So this is nothing toward him at all. But the thing is, and yeah, you hear that all the time in terms of the Lions' place in this market and the challenges we face, and appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk a bit more about what we're doing. Because since we got back in January, been involved here on the content marketing side. I'm involved in these campaign meetings. So currently in the process of finalizing what our campaign's going to look like. But it always gets back to selling tickets, and I think our game day presentation the last couple years has sort of reflected this. People don't necessarily want to come and watch just the game anymore, Rod. I mean, I know you were just in Houston. You've been all over the CFL, all over the NHL, WHL, whatever the case may be. People want to be entertained. So we are currently in the process of revamping a couple of our seating areas, ticket areas. They're going to do something this year. They're calling it the Den, where you can go sit in kind of a club lounge type of place. We're kind of revamping. Lions fans watching this will remember Club Orange. That's kind of going to be revamped. So something like that, where fans want to come in and they want to socialize for a bit, watch a few minutes. Because that's the bottom line. And I'll use the Seattle Mariners as an example, because Seattle's just a couple hours away. You go down to a ball game at T-Mobile Park, used to be known as Safeco Field, and people like to walk around, socialize, hang out in the pen area down there in the outfield, and kind of make it a social event. And that's one of the things that we're looking at for 2020. A very successful initiative also is getting kids involved. The last couple of years, we've had a kids season ticket, 10 and under. We're actually expanding that this year. 17 and under, you can get a season ticket for as little as $77. So I hear things, again, you talk about the perception, like we're talking about. I hear affordability. Well, $77, if you're a youngster, you can come and see 10 games. In the past, we've had like a beach party zone where I think for general admission, you can sit for 30. So the challenge is getting kids interested. And I think we're sort of starting to make strides in that area.
Hey, Matt, it's Craig Smith. I'm obviously very familiar
Smitty,
with that
how
facility.
Are you?
Good. Very familiar with that facility. Had three offices there.
Of course.
And make sure, after the interview, make sure you go buy McAvoy a coffee to keep him awake. But
he's working hard down the hall. I was just in his office, but yeah.
Oh, I know
sure
that. I love Neil, and I only joke because I love the guy. The I was there for 8 years, and obviously, we had some success. We won a Grey Cup. But the big thing was obviously it got very frustrating when I'd open up the province in the morning and Lowell or Ed Willis or Beamish with the other paper they would have one article and then the Canucks would have like what eight, and I understand this is Canada, Canada's a big thing, but that was a little frustrating. But there's still a good group of BC Lion fans that go to the game and they love their team. And the other thing is the BC Place. What a fantastic facility. I mean, I used to love going there for our home games, and it's just a great place. What do you think about, getting back to, maybe 30,000 fans in the stands again?
Yeah, and that's, right now the capacity, lower bowl capacity, I believe, is 27.5. And, right. I got into this because my grandparents were season ticket holders, dating back to the old Empire Stadium. I don't date back that far. I started going to games in the early 90s, and it was a party. You're talking 40, 50,000. Logistically, here in the Lower Mainland, and I've talked to people there in Saskatchewan who always ask me, you guys have such a big city. You should be filling up that place. Well, logistically, the demographics of the Lower Mainland have changed, for one, where people living around BC Place aren't necessarily CFL or football fans. And we're trying to have a lot more of a presence downtown on game day. I think you've seen that in the past with our campaigns on buses and on billboards downtown. And the number one thing I hear from people is they simply don't want to fight it driving out from Langley or Surrey or the Tri-Cities, Pitt Meadows, and I think the strong TV numbers in this market reflect that, guys. I mean, the TV numbers are great. I mean, have to pump up TSN because they do such a great job with the product. You know, we're kind of in an era where HD television and the ability to kind of not pay for parking and not wait in line to have someone else pour your beer, that wins out for a lot of people. So that, to me, tells me that there's kind of that untapped market that's now living close to BC Place and college campuses. And we have a college night every year, a student rush night, where we allow students to come down and try and win their tuition for the year. And there's talks amongst our marketing group that we want to have a lot more of a presence on the campus of UBC, SFU. So, I'm with you, Smitty. I'd love to see 30,000 or 27.5 pack that lower bowl again. And I think that day will come eventually. I mean, winning solves a lot of those problems, too.
You know, I was a season ticket holder for many years, and I used to love going to the games. You know, we'd go for dinner, and then we walked to the dome, and we knew that it wasn't going to rain. You know, we knew it was we're going to have good weather. We can sit back and relax and enjoy the Canadian Football League. It used to be so much fun. The other thing is you got the SkyTrain, which the SkyTrain can pump in a number of people from the outskirts, which is and you get off right at the stadium. So I think it's a pretty good situation there.
Yeah, and I know in the past the football club has done deals with TransLink, and I guess an extension of that, BC Ferries, for fans that come over from the island, because it is the province's team. We have season ticket holders that come from the island or the interior. I mean, it's the other thing we're talking about downtown. I mean, and this kind of gets back to the football club's current place in the market. We're not only, there's a sense that we're competing with the hockey team, the MLS soccer team. To an extent, the resurgence of the Seattle Seahawks down the I-5 here, again, 2.5 hour drive. And Rod, it's funny, I was on your Riders pregame show a few years ago at BC Place, and you asked me at that time, how much has the Seahawks impacted the Lions? And I think at the time, I kind of brushed that off and said, I don't think so. I mean, there's CFL and NFL fans, some people do both, and the more you talk to people now, I mean, the entertainment dollars, people are limited here in their entertainment dollars with the cost of living. But it's not only that. In the summertime, we're also competing with the entertainment district downtown. I mean, Craig, you'll know there's steps outside BC Place, is the Queen Elizabeth Theater, other performing arts centers a couple blocks away. Yaletown is a very revamped district. People are... Summertime, people like to go and hang out on the seawall. That's another thing the football club is competing with, and that's another reason why we're trying to have much more of a presence with the young demographic that lives around BC Place.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the one thing in the language of that in sports marketing is I hear it from every team in league. We're competing with this. We're competing with that. I've had meetings with NHL teams in the States where they say that, and I always like to say, flip that to, we're working with this group. We're working with this group. Because I think better than seeing it as adversarial, see it as partnerships, I think would make a big change. Brian Warish, and you know Brian from the BC Lions Den podcast, has written in
with a
question. Yeah, he says, season ticket holders. I saw ST and thought special teams, sorry. Season ticket holders need to feel a part of the club. Will there be an event in the Lower Mainland this year in addition to the one in Kamloops?
Yeah, he's alluding to the past several years. Our fan fest is usually right in the middle of training camp in Kamloops. Great facilities, get great support from our sponsors up there. And yeah, we brought this up in discussions the last couple of years. I think we feel it's beneficial to continue to have more events in the Lower Mainland. Don't have a firm update on what exactly Brian the schedule for that is. But absolutely, I think the mindset in here is that we'd like to do a bit more with our season ticket holders and our new fans as well. It's a good question.
We got a lot of comments coming in that are saying kudos to the Lions for all the things that you guys got going on. They didn't know that. So, Matt, I guess that's what we wanted to do here today. Anything else before I let you go?
Yeah, again, just want to get back to, again, a big thing we talk about is our in-game presentation. That's one thing that we're working on improving and having people entertained during TV timeouts and everything, always looking to improve that. And again, I was at the Canucks game on Monday night, guys, and they have really, even they've shifted that landscape in terms of it's an event. It's not just a hockey game. And given the resurgence, the fact they're first place in the standings, they're getting lots of fan support, but people are more entertained going to hockey games now because there is stuff happening between the whistles on the scoreboard. They've got a new in-house host there that pumps the crowd up. They have a hype team that dances on the steps and performs tricks. They had a kid there breakdancing. So for the longest time, going to a hockey game, you were just going to a hockey game. And so I think that just kind of speaks true to us with the Lions. These are issues and questions we face that other teams face across the country. I mean, you've seen attendance down in hockey rinks in the NHL even. So, expanding our youth tickets and continuing to revamp our game presentation are two major things. Because I'll leave you with this too. You remember that game here against Hamilton 2 years ago, the crazy comeback and Brian Burnham's crazy catch on the two-pointer? The comments I got from people after that game saying, oh, that was my first game in a long time, and I loved it, and I'm going to come back. So the potential is there. That sort of untapped fan market is there, and we're continuing to discuss in here on a daily basis the things we can do. And also, have to give a shameless plug, bclions.com. Smitty, you mentioned the media, the newspaper, and obviously that's not what it used to be. Right. We try on the content and the video side to sort of be our own news source. Like this week, we re-signed TJ Lee and Aaron Grimes. Great job by Ed Hervey there. And we have some feature stories. We're now doing a podcast this week, First and Now. I had Travis Lule on. We talk Super Bowl and a couple other topics as well as BC Lions football. So what we want to do on the content side is sort of an extension on how we're trying to have more of a presence here in the market.
Yeah, sometimes you wonder if people are paying attention, and I'll tell you, Matt, that we're paying attention, and I've been saying it all year long. You just can't give up, so keep it going, and I will say that game, June Jones got crucified for his late-game decision. Mm-hmm. I think he was punting on third and short.
He punted it, he could have kicked a field goal to go up by 10, right. I think, and he kicked it away. But
right, and I went to bed with the Ticats up. I thought it was over. I got up the next morning, looked at the score. Yeah. I'm like, what? So that's that CFL
game,
for you.
That game went so late, guys. The Ticats equipment staff was in a frenzy loading up their equipment truck because they had to catch a red-eye commercial flight home.
Oh, man.
And just watch. That was one thing I'll take, like watching them try and frantically get their truck loaded. And, by the way, I wanted to add, I am going to send you for your bunker there. That's what you call it. I'm sending you guys a little care package just to give you a tease, a little hint. It includes a very cool piece of Wally Buono memorabilia. I'll let think about that through the weekend. So stay
tuned. I can't even imagine. Well, Matt, thank you. I appreciate the time.
Thank you, guys.
And keep in touch. Thank you.
Best of luck.
Yeah. We'll talk again before camp anytime, guys. Rod, great job with the show.
Thank you, buddy. Matt Baker from the BC Lions joining us from the Lions facility in Surrey. We'll be back with Smitty and more. You're watching and listening to The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. One more segment with Smitty, our director of scouting. Then we'll let him get out of here and bring dupes in. What's with? Are you tipping your hat to the people, or are you showing off the Vikings?
I was thinking about saying, "Hey, ladies." remember Benny when he was on the show?
Well, take your shirt off. Then.
Oh, Benny can. Benny could. He would wear it well.
I love how you troll Benny. You're like the only guy I know that trolls Benavides.
Like I said, I only joke with guys that I love.
I know. Yeah, and me too.
He's something special. Very special.
Well, speaking of, by the way, you've been watching the show this week, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's blown a few people's minds, not the least of which my family, that the Vegas Golden Knights have said, come on down here and hang out for a few days. Yeah. It is great. But I remember being in the lobby of the Mirage not that long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and I hear this, "Hey, Rod!" from across the lobby, and it's Benavides. But I didn't know at the time because he had shades on, of course, muscle shirt.
Yeah, of course.
Flip-flops, and he comes running across. I didn't know him really well, Smitty.
Right.
That was the funny thing.
Right.
And he grabbed me like this, like he's so strong. And the Eskimos were down there for their coaches' meetings. Remember when they used to do that, teams?
Yeah.
You could never do that now.
No.
Because of the money.
Money, yeah.
But he... My point is just a super guy.
Oh, he's fantastic. Great coach, too.
Fantastic coach.
We got some damn good coaches in our league. It's incredible. People don't know.
That's why I don't feel the need to defend it, because we do know. Maybe that's what we need to do is promote that.
Absolutely. I sat in his meeting, the special teams meeting, And like I say, you put the quarter in, wind him up, and he goes. And it's not just babble. I mean, it's great stuff. He's a hell of a coach.
I got a few things on the Facebook wall here. From Robin Wildy in Prince Albert says, TSN reporting that Trevor Harris has re-signed with Edmonton. Thank you, Robin. Taylor is here on our couch, and we were talking about that on the break. I got it on my TSN notification on my phone. Trevor Harris, breaking news, extending with the Eskimos. To me, it would be news if he didn't. Mm-hmm. They're going to want to keep him there for as long as he wants to be there. Pardon me, Prairie Mobile text line, Kelly Bruce writing in. Kelly says, hey, Rod, I'm working. Did I miss the chance for the Rod Peterson Baller Super Bowl experience? No, Kelly, you're the first one to text in with that answer, and therefore, you've won a spot. That was a trick question, Clark. Just text in and see if we were still doing it. And Kelly, did you hear that?
Yep.
Kelly, you're in. Kelly Bruce. Come join us at Ballers on Sunday. Anytime, an hour before kickoff, we'll have a table for you and three friends and a Ballers Vern's Pizza for your group just for coming down.
Nice.
From Gregory Lai, he says, any more funny car stories today, Rod? None today, Gregory. I can't think of any off the top of my head. From Gord Archibald, anyone know when and where Rider Day in Puerto Vallarta takes place in 2020? Yeah, Gord, I have the email, but because I'm not going to Mexico then, I didn't really pay attention to it. It's next week, and it's at the same place it was the last couple of years. The La Jolla or something like that? Ask around. I've got an email here. I guess I could talk long enough to find it, but it is next week at that La Jolla something something in downtown Puerto Vallarta. If anybody's watching that knows the answer to that, can you please write in with the answer, preferably the Aldag family, because you're watching in Mexico right now. What is the day of that party? I think I deleted it. Smitty, anything else before I let you go and bring in dupes for overtime?
No, just looking forward to the Super Bowl. I sure wish I could go to I love talking with people, there's a lot of good people going. We'll be at that thing, and it'll be fun. But it should be a good one. Should be a good Super Bowl.
What will your Super Bowl Sunday consist of then? Since your wife won't allow you to come have fun with us.
Well,
we'll let you come outside and play.
Yeah, I'll be in front of the TV for many, many hours and, looking at all the pregame stuff. And then I think, we usually make some chili. And I think I'm going to ask my wife to see if we can get some wings going. And just have a great day and just watch the game and have some fun. That should be good. Looking forward to it.
This will be a lot of my weekend is when I get out of here, aside from the Pats game tonight, which we'll talk about next segment with Darren, sitting in front of my television and watching NFL Network around the clock.
Yeah.
Because I just love it.
Yeah,
and, of course, getting ideas for this show and so forth. Sure. Next year's Super Bowl's here, or Grey Cup's here, so we're going to have that sort of feel to what we do. And you'll be a big part of that.
Won't that be fun?
If you're not working for somebody by then.
Won't that be fun? That'll be amazing. Hey, appreciate it, Brian. Thanks.
People want to see the Smitty walk-off. Joe Lozito in New York says the Smitty walk-off.
Yeah, it's not very pretty.
Brian Walrishan from that Lions Den podcast, all the best to Craig Smith, the CFL legend.
Yeah.
And I would agree. Right. Do you want to do the walk-off on camera, or
no.
Are we going to go?
No.
He says no.
No.
Okay, hey, Smitty, have a good weekend.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me again.
You
appreciate
betcha.
It.
And I do have gift certificates for you here.
Wendell's?
Wendell's? Do you want Wendell's or do you want Ballers?
Wendell's, because okay. I'm heading up there. Go to the cancer clinic. And
there you go. Wendell Clarkson, Saskatoon.
Thank you so much.
A gift for you for coming on the program, as always.
Wendell's, I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it.
DuPont, next up in overtime. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Thanks so much.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
2020 has officially arrived. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. We have a massive inventory of all make, all models pre-owned inventory, and you gotta see it to believe it. Trade up on this pre-owned 2018 Volkswagen Golf all-wheel drive for only $19,999 plus tax. Or get into this loaded pre-owned 2018 Ford Explorer all-wheel drive. for only $32,999 plus tax. It's time to trade and upgrade at Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I would say good morning to Rick Regan. He's the big, big voice guy. Now back to the studio with Rod. He watches and doesn't let us know that he's watching, right? He's sneaky that way.
Oh, yeah.
But I know that he's watching. So a hearty hello to everybody in Kansas around you, in Wichita, Kansas, Rick. That sounds like a great road trip to go to Wichita, Kansas, to hang out with Rick for a weekend and pick his brain. What do you think?
That'd be cool.
I would do it.
Would you?
Absolutely. I'd like to have a reason to go to Kansas, and that would be a good one.
I wonder how far it is.
Smitty, you left the seat up.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. He left the light on too. Guys hanging around here. It's a locker room. I'm not mad. I'm just pointing it out. I'm not your wife. We have one more table to give away to the Ballers Super Bowl party, Rod Peterson Show Super Bowl party. Kelly Bruce, you're coming from Craven. And Clark said, with our last table, let's give it to Donna Berger. Donna's a regular P1. Priority one listener, viewer. And Donna, we got a table for you and three friends if you can make it in from Central Butte for Super Bowl 54. You're going to be there, Dupes, or you're not going to be there?
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'm not missing up an opportunity to have a pizza at Vern's Pizza and play some
The T-Rex.
Games. Oh, yeah.
So,
play me some skee ball.
Before we get to sports on tap and what's going on tonight in our world and everybody's sports world, the new season opened last night of the Great Western Ballers Slow Pitch League. Somebody didn't show up, but we had a pretty good start to the season. The first game, we lost 2-1. It was 0-0 into the sixth inning. And
time out.
We fell 2-1. No, I'm going.
Okay.
Fell 2-1. Got into the second game of the doubleheader, and Clark showed up for that. I think he was putting his kids to bed. He shows up, and if you missed the rollout, we were talking about this earlier, but
yeah,
he's just launching him into the seats, launching him. And we won. We ended up winning 9-6. And I said to Ricky Regina down there, that first game was just preseason, right? That was the first game of the year. That's just getting the kinks out, Ricky.
Warm up.
And he didn't agree. He said it was regular season. But the team that we were playing wanted a urine test for Clark because they think he's juicing.
He shows up for the second game. And
right.
I was going to say 0-0 with no defense.
We could have used you.
Yeah, okay. I apologize. Won't happen again.
Tyler, our social media advisor, Tyler Dacu, says 1,106 miles to Wichita from Regina. It's not bad. That sounds like a movie. 1,106 miles to Wichita from Regina. Wouldn't that be a great road trip, eh?
That would be awesome.
Donna says that she can make it. Thank you, Donna. Always like hanging out with you. And went to some Rattler games with her last year, right? She won some tickets and we saw her there. Sports on tap. And by the way, the guys at the tap, don't mind me for saying, but their nose is a little out of joint. I was told this last night at Ballers. They said, can you please mention there's a Super Bowl party at Tap, too?
Okay.
So I said I would. The thing is, they've been doing it for years. It's going to be sold out no matter, like, it's going to be full no matter what. Ballers is a new thing.
Right.
But the tap guys are like, can you get Rod to say, we have a party too? So there's a Super Bowl party at the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store as well on Sunday, obviously. So Sports on Tap tonight in the Dub. Saskatoon at Moose Jaw. Do you said you're still thinking if you're going to do that game, or you're not going to go do that
I'm
game?
I'm probably not going, but I'm going to be in Saskatoon tomorrow for the Hurricanes. Watch
okay.
Kalen Cousins.
Oh, cool.
And Kalen Addison. That'll be fun.
Remind me about the business of the week for Direct West, okay? Because it pertains to Moose Jaw. The Lethbridge Hurricanes are at Prince Albert. And to be honest, to the hockey fans up in PA, you should go. Lethbridge is a team that you want to see.
Oh, yeah.
The Victoria Royals are here in Regina tonight to take on the Pats. That's why I put on the Pats alumni coat. I don't know, I'm going to have a lot of nights left to wear this coat, so to go for game night. So we'll be at the Brand Center tonight. Pats home to Victoria. The Royals are winless in six. That's not expected, is it?
No.
You don't acquire Braden Tracy if you're going to lose six in a row.
No, they've been dealing with some injuries to some veteran players. They'll be hungry for a win tonight, that's for sure. So Pats better be ready.
Also tonight, Brandon Wheat Kings at Calgary, Medicine Hat Tigers at Swift Current. Everybody in Swift Current, get out there and support your Broncos, okay? They can use your support. Tri-City at Prince George, Spokane at Kelowna, Kamloops at Vancouver, Portland at Everett. So that is 10 games. Counted them up this morning. SJ tonight, Humboldt at Battleford, Weyburn at Flin Flon, Estevan at LaRange, and Kindersley at Notre Dame. The Hounds asked me to come out and call that game against Kindersley tonight, and initially I said yes, and then I realized, wait a minute, the Pats are playing. Can't. So it's a rain check on that one, but it's Clippers at the Hounds tonight. NHL, 7 games tonight, including the Oilers at the Blues. No, other way around, Blues at the Oilers. Boston at Winnipeg, Washington at Ottawa, and in the NBA, Toronto's road trip continues at Detroit. So that is the Sports on Tap tonight for the Tap Liquor Store Brewhouse. Spend $100 in the Tap Liquor Store and you will get a $20 gift card to use in the Brewhouse. Stop by to see them today. And our business of the week that we do every Friday in this time slot for Direct West, use the MySask 411 app. And the business of the week is the Mad Greek Restaurant in Moose Jaw. Oh, Taylor from Moose Jaw is over there.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a garlic butter kid. It's a South Hill thing. He understands the Mad Greek. That is the business of the week. So not like I needed help navigating the MySask 411 app, but this morning in our morning meeting, Tyler over there, our sales manager, we were going through this. So this is the MySask 411 app. Download it. It's right on my favorites on the bottom. Type in Moose Jaw. Type in food and beverage. If you're in a new city in the province, or a city that you're not entirely familiar with, type in food and beverage, and all the restaurants come up. So if we're featuring the Mad Greek, the Yatridis family, been running it for years. Outstanding. How they do it, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's just fantastic. No, they don't give away their secrets. So if you're going to the game tonight, Blades at Warriors, stop in the Mad Greek and tell them the Rod Peterson Show sent you. They're our business of the week, the Mad Greek, presented by MySask. Download the app over the next 72 hours, folks, and you won't regret it. Anything else then?
The garlic.
You feel like you have something on your mind.
The garlic butter kids.
That's, yeah, it's a South Hill
that's
thing.
That's got to be like the bicycle gang, right? Like kids in school on the bicycles. We're the garlic butter kids. Don't mess with the
it's
garlic
like a movie.
Butter kids. Yeah.
Are you a tough bunch, Taylor?
We can be.
We can be. Don't provoke them.
Yeah, if you get on our bad side. And I was wondering what this was the whole show. This was
Lynch's cheat notes.
Yeah, I thought it was a dry cleaning ticket or a parking thing. I'm like, John, we got your parking covered. But no, it's his notes on the Super Bowl. Just some things so he doesn't forget names and whatnot.
Lynch's cheat sheet.
Pretty impressive. Yeah. He did his homework.
He was driving me nuts today. But he was still good.
You got 49ers?
I got the 49ers. How about you?
This is the absolute definition of, you know, offense sells tickets and defense wins championships. This is exactly it. But I just, like, I say it, I believe it, but I got to pick the Chiefs. Just for whatever reason, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Sounds good. Well, lunch at Ballers on it. I'll bet you lunch at Ballers.
I owe you lunch already.
Let's make it two lunches at Ballers.
All right.
Okay. We'll see you Monday morning here at 10 a.m. as we recap Super Bowl 54, a very busy sports weekend. We'll be right here, 10 a.m. Central, on Facebook
live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.